Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host, Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently, former NBA All-Star and basketball legend Stephon Marbury said that Stephen Curry should have won MVP in the Olympics over LeBron James. And in typical social media fashion, the LeBron James internet warriors came to White Knight on his defense. Now, Marbury began to get attacked on Twitter. Now, Marbury and I, we follow each other. And I'm not going to come on here saying that, you know, he and I are close friends or that we're like brothers. But we have a rapport and a mutual respect for one another. So I replied to one of his posts saying the following: "The truth sounds like hate to small minds. You're 100% correct. They don't belong in the same sentence." Meaning LeBron James and Michael Jordan don't belong in the same sentence. Michael Jordan is that much greater and it's really not even closer up for discussion. Now, he replied by saying the following: "Damn, sometimes I wish I hadn't learned that when I was in my teens. I'm only speaking from playing against Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe. It's a different level of intellect as well." Now, before I continue, I want to say shout out to Dreamers Pro. I've seen him cover this specific interaction, and he gave actual context to what I was saying in my post, and he was also explaining why I said what I said. Now, Dreamers Pro, we don't know each other, but he is one of the best content creators out there right now, and he has built a great platform. Now, I enjoy his content personally, and I also appreciate his intellect and his commitment to speaking the truth, especially about this subject and what he's built over there. He's doing incredible work, and I'm very happy to see it. But after seeing this and us having this interaction, I got some support from people on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, but there are still those LeBron fans that say outrageous things. Now, I've had many of LeBron's fanboys speak to me on X, Instagram, and even here on YouTube saying senseless things. Now, I laugh because they get so triggered. And I reply because, you know, it's fun to use logic against their emotionalism. And let's be honest, it boosts me in the algorithm. So why not reply? Now, I won't always respond to everyone, right? But every now and then, I might decide to reply with some truth. But many of his fans are unfortunately delusional, and I've seen it firsthand, whether it be on my channel or my social media platforms or even on other people's channels and seeing their comments and seeing what people say to them on social media. Now, one guy argued with me on a previous video that I did that Michael Jordan didn't do enough to get the players on his team paid because, Michael Jordan, not only was he a player for the Chicago Bulls, but he was also an agent that was responsible for negotiating his teammates' contracts. And another guy on Instagram actually commented on one of my posts, and he was claiming, right, that he knew LeBron personally and he was getting mad because of how I was speaking about him. Like, this is the level of insanity that is going on right now. But people on the internet, they got at Marbury, and because of my interaction with him, by extension, they also got at me for chiming in. So, and that really brings us to really the premise of this episode, because many people have been trying to frame this as though Marbury, right, is some kind of hater, or that he's bitter, or he's somehow jealous of LeBron. Now, obviously, none of this is true. He just spoke the actual truth that Stephen Curry deserved to win MVP in the Olympics. So, for this episode, I'm not only going to debunk and disprove these fake narratives that are going around, I'm going to share some background and give context on this ongoing feud between Stephon Marbury and LeBron James. So, let's go back in time a little bit. In the 2006 to 2007 season, Stephon Marbury, who is a veteran point guard for the New York Knicks, he wanted to take a different approach from the traditional sneaker business model. So he was starting the Starbury shoe line, which was really a sneaker that was designed to be both quality and stylish, yet also affordable at just $15. Now, his reasoning behind this was that kids would be disappointed when their parents told them no about getting them expensive sneakers, and those parents would feel shame that they can't afford the sneakers that would make their kids happy. So he wanted to create an affordable shoe for his community primarily, right? That would bridge that gap. And isn't that really the purpose of business for the most part, is to identify a problem and to come up with a solution? So this was the solution that he came up with. And mind you, this was at a time when you either had a sneaker deal with Nike, Reebok, or Adidas. Those were the big three players in the sneaker game at that time, right? Now, obviously, you had Shaq, who was selling his shoes in Walmart, but even at one particular time in his career, particularly in the 90s, Shaq was also a sponsor of Reebok. So again, these were the big three companies. Now, Stephon Marbury was teaming up with then retailer Steve and Barry on this venture, right? So the market back then is not like how it is now, right? There wasn't an emphasis or even really a deep understanding of full ownership, manufacturing, and production. The world and the industry at that particular time, which is what, 16, 17 years ago? It was a lot different. And there wasn't even a lot of channels and methods for there to be direct to consumer selling, right? But in spite of all of that, right, his brand, Starbury, had pretty decent momentum. And they were looking to expand the Starbury brand from being 50 different products to include nearly 200 different product categories, right? So there was a lot of momentum in regards to this brand. He was also getting support from former players. So Steve Francis, the franchise, who was one of the premier point guards of that generation, right? Especially in the early 2000s, right? He was playing in those shoes on some occasions. And Ben Wallace, who was an all-star center and a premier big man in the league at that time, he also endorsed the Starburys. So they had momentum. And Marbury was also getting a lot of exposure for it. At that time frame, he was being covered by Oprah, Good Morning America, Live with Regis and Kelly. And for those who may not remember, I mean, I'm pretty young myself, but I can vaguely remember, right? Kelly Ripa, She used to host this daytime talk show with the late Regis Philbin, right? Or Philbin, however you pronounce it. But it was getting a lot of coverage and it was actually getting favorable reviews. Plus, there were studies and consumer tests that were going on at that time that actually shown that the shoes were identical in quality to Nikes. Now, in fact, here's a quick story that I'm going to share with you guys. So Marbury said that if you take my shoe and you take a $150 shoe, he didn't say which one. He just said if you take a $150 shoe and you cut it down in half, it's the exact same thing. So a university professor at Parsons, the new school for design, his name was Howard Davis. He did just that. And his findings when he did it were consistent with that of the other findings that were taking place, that the Starburys and the other shoes at that price range of $150, they were constructed the same way. Now, the consumer reports of that time shown that it wasn't as effective as the other shoes when it comes to impact absorption, but it had good heel cushioning, forefoot cushioning, it was very breathable, and it was flexible, right? And the studies determined that it made for a fine, casual, everyday shoe, which, let's be real, it's one of the main reasons why people buy shoes, whatever the brand. It's usually for casual, everyday wear. So the overall consensus was that people liked it, fans were buying it, and the market experts and industry watchers appreciated it, right? And they were corroborating many of the claims that were being made by Stephon Marbury as well as Stephen Barry. So it seemed that Marbury had found a lane and he was opening up a new potential market. And it was very obvious, right, that Marbury and Stephen Barry, they had a very specific vision for this brand. So now you're probably wondering, okay, you're telling this story, you're giving all of these details, but what does this have to do with LeBron? Well, let's get into that now. With all of this stuff that was going on, Nike-sponsored athlete and Rhodes Scholar LeBron took it upon himself to proactively criticize Stephon Marbury and basically shit on his whole business model. So LeBron chose to proactively comment by saying he would never wear or endorse a sneaker that cheap and that at Nike, we hold our standards high. Now, when Marbury was made aware of these comments, he responded by saying the following: I'd rather own than be owned. When he retires, he's not going to own anything. I don't think he did his homework. We're putting out the same stuff that he's putting out, just at an affordable price. But I understand that he's got to say that because it's part of the business. Now, ever since this moment, there has been no love lost between these two. Now I'm going to break this down, but before I do, man, you guys like this video and subscribe to the channel. So here's my breakdown and here's my take. Isn't it interesting that LeBron fans go across the internet and accuse people such as myself and countless others that we're tearing down a black man whenever we criticize him, but yet he proactively chose to shit on Marbury's business? Now, what we do here is we hold them accountable, right? What LeBron does is he actually tears black men down because he's literally, like the phrase suggests, trying to bring them down, right? And recently, Rashad McCants, he went out there and he made a statement, and shout out to him, basically saying that LeBron's intention is to basically erase Michael Jordan and overtake him as the only number 23. So, is that not the textbook definition of wanting to tear someone down and bring them down? But you know what? Let me not digress. I'm not here to really talk about that. I'm talking about the dynamic between Marbury and LeBron. So, if that's the case, right, and LeBron is all about uplifting the community and helping his own people win, why even take shots at Marbury's shoes? Why not just say he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. He's got his sneakers, I got my sneakers, and people are going to buy what they want. Why did he have to go and say all that stuff? Now, mind you, for someone of LeBron's stature to say something like that, I'll give you guys a relevant example to give you guys some context of what something like that would mean. Now, hypothetically, let's just say there was a tech company that put out a product, and I sat here and I did a video and I said, "Yeah, you know what? The product is not that good." Yeah, some I doubt people will take my opinion very seriously because A, tech is not really my forte. B, this is not a tech channel. And C, I haven't really established myself as an authority, right? Especially as an authority in the tech field, right? But now let's just say it was someone like MKBHD, right? Marcus Brownlee. And he was to say that exact same product is not good. That would have a different effect on that business as opposed to someone like me saying it. So for LeBron to make those kind of comments about Stephon Marbury sneakers, right? Seeing as to how he was one of the biggest athletes in the world at that time, right? And one of the most popular athletes, that can have a detrimental effect on the business. So why is it that he's taking it upon himself to make a statement like that? Now, the only three plausible reasons that I can think of why he would do that are the following. So number one, LeBron is a jealous guy who desperately craves attention, and he hated to see the press run that Marbury was going on, right? For his shoes and the attention that he was getting, especially since Stephon Marbury was playing in New York at that time for the Knicks, which is really the hub for mass media. Or it could be number two, that LeBron is just a Nike puppet and that anything they tell him to do or not do, he will obey their command willingly, right? Or number three, he's just a hater that completely lost perspective on where he comes from, right? Now, this was in 2007. So he's only just a few years removed from living in poverty and being broke, right? And Marbury is trying to create something that will help people. That will help people in those communities like the one that Marbury comes from and the one that LeBron comes from, right? So if he's trying to do something that some, or not even some, that many would deem as noble and responsible and generous, well, how would you want to criticize him?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, it could be one of these reasons, it could be some of these reasons, or it could be all of these reasons. I happen to believe that it's all three, right? And I especially believe that it's all three, because if you look at it, something like this could potentially cause a disruption in the industry, and it can potentially force some questions to be raised amongst industry watchers, experts, and even the consumers themselves, right? Because they could look at it like, well, hey, if these products are similar in quality and they're similar in materials, then how do you justify the disparity in pricing? Now, this can ruffle some feathers potentially, right? So I believe that, and this is part of it, that Nike, they sent the smartest guy and the fastest reader in the world in LeBron James to throw some cheap shots at Stephon Marbury and what he had going on. And what I also find to be very interesting, right, is that these guys were Olympic teammates in the 2004 Olympics in Athens, right? So this is also someone that you played with, right? You spent almost an entire summer hanging out with this person, traveling with this person, right? Having them as a teammate, having that camaraderie. And all we ever hear guys in the NBA say is that being in the NBA and being part of the NBA, it's like a fraternity and a brotherhood. Yet LeBron had no problem taking unnecessary shots at Marbury. Uncalled for, even. Now, LeBron wasn't the only guy with a sneaker deal. Iverson had successful sneakers with Reebok that sold between $110 and $150. I know this because I used to wear them, right? Jordans were obviously popular back then, just as they are now. Those shoes are timeless, right? T-Mac had shoes with Adidas. Now, there's a bunch of signature athletes that had their sneakers at that time, right? But no one said anything about Marbury's shoes or called him out except for LeBron. So this narrative that Marbury is hating is simply not true. In fact, I believe that it is a projection because it is LeBron that secretly hates on others, right? Let's not forget that there was these reports from many years ago when Stephen Curry was becoming the golden boy of the NBA and he was gaining a popularity that guys like LeBron started having hostility and tension towards Stephen Curry, thinking that the attention that he was getting is unjustified, right? Let's not forget that too. So this is something that is very common. That this is a common pattern that we see with LeBron. And I believe that part of it is that there is a scarcity mindset, right? And this scarcity mindset is the same reason why Rich Paul went on the Breakfast Club sometime last year, I believe, and he started taking all these unnecessary and indirect shots at Iverson. And I actually did a whole video on that, breaking that situation down. But it's the same exact situation with this now, right? It's just straight hating and jealousy, but on the side of LeBron. And like they say, birds of a feather flock together. And also another thing that I want to debunk is because we've seen that clip where Marbury was tapping LeBron on the chest, right? And people were clowning Marbury like, oh, you're trying to get LeBron's attention. He wasn't paying attention to you. Now, Marbury tapping LeBron on the chest, it means absolutely nothing, right? It's just a simple gesture among men, right? You see, Marbury, if you look at his upbringing, he had a father in his life and he comes from a patriarchal background, right? So he can still acknowledge LeBron by doing a small gesture, like tapping on his chest, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's trying to make peace or make amends. Now, when it comes to LeBron, he just oozes a feminine energy. And that's why I believe that he's someone who's insecure. He's constantly seeking attention and validation, and he just craves to be liked and he wants to control the narrative. They're just not built the same. And it's funny because LeBron will hold grudges and he will try to silence people that don't go along with the narrative of him being the greatest of all time. But then suddenly, when Marbury doesn't rock with him after the comments that he made about his business and about his sneakers, all of a sudden, Marbury is bitter and he's hating. So when LeBron does it, it's cool, it's to be expected. But when Marbury does it, oh, it's being bitter, it's hating. Like, bro, just give me a break, okay? Now, here's the case. Marbury was right that Stephen Curry deserved Olympic MVP over LeBron. Now, if Curry wasn't there, right, and he didn't perform the way that he performed against France or the game before against Serbia, USA would have been fighting for their bronze medal. Now, Stephen Curry, he stepped up and he made it happen when it was time to happen and when it mattered most. And that's more than what can be said for what LeBron was doing for the team. Now, in regards to Stephon Marbury and this whole GOAT debate, like I said, I don't really care too much for it, but at least with Stephon Marbury, he has him behind Jordan and Kobe. That's not disrespect. It only seems disrespectful to a narcissist or to his fanboys that completely want to do away and erase history and make it seem like it starts and ends with one particular player. At least, despite their differences, Marbury is ranking him up there. Now, me personally, I won't even say where I rank LeBron because if I did, his fans would probably get a brain aneurysm. So I'm going to leave that one alone. But he's ranking him as a top three player. Now, mind you, this is a guy who was drafted in 1996, right? June 96. So he played against a prime MJ that won two championships. He played against a prime Kobe that won four championships within his tenure. And he played against a prime LeBron. Yes, a prime LeBron that went to the 2007 finals and won a league MVP. So he's played against them. He understands the game and he knows what he's watching, right? And it's funny because when someone doesn't play, it's held against them. But then when people that did play, right, or currently even play, don't pick him to be their greatest of all time, suddenly you want to discount their opinion and say, oh, their opinion doesn't count. They're not looking at it objectively. No, none of that is true. You just don't like what you're hearing. And quite frankly, it's actually comical. Now, the reality is LeBron started this feud unnecessarily. Marbury, despite their differences, is at least willing to acknowledge him out of respect, and he's still able to rank him as a top three. And despite all of that, right, despite everything that I just presented and all of this information, some people will dismiss all of it and still try to frame it like Marbury is some kind of bitter hater, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Like, just cut it out. Marbury was right in his assessment. LeBron is in the wrong. Now, I've seen people make this point that now that Marbury has called out LeBron James publicly, that he won't get a lot of opportunities or appearances in mainstream media and that he will be alienated by them. Now, I can actually see the logic and understanding of how people can come to that conclusion because it's allegedly been paid and bought for by him and Clutch Sports, right? And it's something that we've obviously happened to guys in the media already, right? But in my opinion, I think that Marbury is the anomaly and this is not going to have an effect on him. Now, let me explain to you why I'm saying that. So, back in 2009, when Marbury was out of the league, he went to China where he embraced the country and the people there, and he really immersed himself in China, right? And in his time being there, he experienced a basketball resurgence, and the people there loved him, and they still love him, and they still adore him in China to this day, right? And obviously, as he was getting that momentum back in his career, playing at a high level in China, getting the respect and adoration of the fans, this ended up getting the attention of the NBA, right? And they obviously saw that he had a lot left in the tank, and they tried to recruit him to actually come back and play in the NBA again. But he decided to decline the opportunity because he found peace of mind in China. So what's the lesson in this? Now, obviously, the most important lesson, like with anything in life, is to always choose peace of mind, right? Peace of mind, you can't put a price on it. It's the most valuable thing. But what are the other lessons from it? So one of them is that he found happiness elsewhere and he stopped caring. And when he stopped caring, that's when the NBA came running back to him, right? And on a side note, that's something that happens in life, right? When you genuinely let go of things, things just tend to happen. And then you start to wonder, when I wanted this thing so bad, it was resisting me. But now that I don't care about it, suddenly it's just readily available to me. It's interesting how that works, but that's on a side note. But also, too, it shows that Marbury is too big of a name internationally, particularly in Asia, right? Not just China anymore, but really the entire continent, right? So they cannot just easily dismiss him the way they could with other people. Now, Clutch and LeBron, now obviously they're known internationally, right? I had someone in the comments try to argue with me about that, but there was clearly a comprehension issue on their part. Even though they are known internationally, they do not have the pull in China that Marbury has, right? Marbury was commemorated with a bronze statue while he's still alive. Think about that. That shows the level of love and respect and admiration that they have for him, that they built a bronze statue of him, right? That says a lot, and obviously he deserves it. So the little cheap tactics that LeBron and Clutch Media try to do, they won't necessarily work with a guy like Marbury. And plus, even if they were to try to pull these little stunts, he's an international figure now. That's why at the Olympics, you see him hanging out with Adam Silver and you see him hanging out with a Carmelo Anthony because they know the kind of pull that Marbury has, right? They know that he's real, he's genuine, and that he's authentic. And that those little stunts that LeBron and Clutch Sports try to pull, allegedly, of course, allegedly, is not going to work with a guy like him. Now, I'm going to close off by saying this. Marbury was ahead of his time in many respects. So obviously, if you know his game and you watched him play, he would be a dominant player in today's game, right? His style of play was good in that era, and he'd be just as good today. He was a trailblazer in that respect. But also, he was discussing and even implementing owning your own name, right? Owning your own businesses. Long before this ever became a trendy thing to discuss, right? He was already talking about it and trying to find ways to do it and to make it happen. And he was doing it at a time where it was rare or even non-existent, especially in the world of basketball. And also, I even remember, right, as a kid, maybe even like a in my early teens, I remember seeing him do the Justin TV live streams showing his day-to-day life, or he was even doing IRL streams when he was out and about. Now, he was an early adopter in this regard, right? Because he was doing this in the late two in he was doing this in the late 2000s and even in 2010, right? Engaging the fans, sharing his perspective directly to the audience. Now, people thought that he was crashing out and that he was spiraling, but really, it was just him using a new medium to connect with people directly, right? So now, if you look at the present day, 2024, right? IRL streaming and all of these other streaming forms and different types of streaming, they are prominent among many people from different backgrounds and different industries. But he was really the first professional basketball player to lean into this medium and to tap into it. So when he says something, right, like in our exchange, when he said the intellect is different, I understand what he means by that on various different levels. He's talking the intellect of a Jordan and a Kobe, obviously, in comparison to LeBron, because really the IQ is not even close. That's not even up for discussion, right? Discuss that among yourselves. I'm not getting into that. But even his intellect, in terms of his understanding of life, his understanding of the game, is different. And I know what he, and I get what he means by that. And I just wanted to come on here and to counteract the narratives that were being said about him. Right? But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. You can also follow me and the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also check out my books. The link will be in the description. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.